Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. We're navigating our way through this month of July, and we're heading into the second night of Vacation Bible School. Had a great start last night to the Bible School, and wonderful to see the boys and girls here and excited about the things of God and excited about the theme, which is the incredible race. And so it's still time to get your children, grandchildren out here and have them enjoy this week of Bible School. 6 to 8:30 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church, 2758 Home Road in Grove City, right on the southwest side of Columbus, right off the 270 exit. Easy access, easy to get to. We hope you can come and join us, and we will have our service tomorrow night as usual. Just come early if you would. You'll get involved a little bit with the get to watch a little bit of the VBS activities, then they clear out the auditorium and go to different places, and we'll be able to have our service, and then they'll come back at the end and have their closing activities that they do in the auditorium. But listen, yesterday, Proverbs chapter 30, if you turn there, if you're a place where you can get your Bible, we started talking about some big things and small packages. Proverbs 30 mentions some pretty small things here that we learned some big lessons from. It begins in verse number 24. Where the Bible says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in kings' palaces. So there's four things that are little on the earth, but they're exceeding wise. We learned some great lessons from them. Yesterday we talked about the ant and how the ant speaks of preparation. The ant's not strong, but he's wise because the ant plans ahead. Plans ahead. And I urge you to go back and pick up that broadcast and the thoughts we shared about the ant. And then we just started to speak about the coney. The coney, while the ant speaks of preparation, the coney speaks of habitation. They're not, what aren't the conies? The conies aren't powerful. The Bible calls them feeble. But they're wise because they know where to stay. Now, you may ask, well, preacher, what's a coney? They're small, grayish, badger-like creatures. But they live among the rocks, and they burrow into them when a predator comes looking for them. So if you're going to get to them, you got to knock down a few rocks. And they're the same color as the rocks. Now, they're cute, and they're cuddly, and they're soft, and that makes them very attractive, but it also is their greatest weakness. And that teaches us that sometimes our greatest attribute can also be our biggest liability. You say, well, I can talk. Well, that's good. But, you know, that also means your mouth can get you into trouble. Well, so I got a great memory. Well, that can be a positive, can it? But then you can't forget things you ought to forget. You can't put the past behind you. You say, well, I'm really outgoing. But you also can tend to get hurt a lot. You see, your strongest becomes your weakest. Your strongest attribute can become your weakest point. But let me notice the first thing here about the conies. The coney is aware of its own weakness. The coney is aware of its own weakness. It realizes it has to depend on something greater than itself for safety and security. And so where does it go? It goes to the rock. Are you aware of your weaknesses as well as your strengths? What sin easily troubles you often? What is it that can sidetrack you from the will of God? What thoughts hound you frequently? The coney is not ashamed to admit and to know he needs something greater than himself. One of the main temptations for God's people is to have an I can do this attitude. Oh, listen, Psalm 62 says, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and glory. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. God is our hiding place. God is our rock. Oh, I cringe. The folks here at church have heard me say it often. I don't like to hear people say, you got this. No, my confidence isn't in me. I don't got anything. God has this, and I'm going to trust him. Didn't Paul say, I can do all things? Yeah, but he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's the attitude we have. It's Christ. He only is my rock. I don't like it when people say about family members, a husband to a wife to a husband, children to parents, well, they're my rock. Well, my friend, the Bible says, he only is my rock. Your rock ought to be the Lord. What do you do when the enemy's after you? I mean, do you just try to take it alone? You can if you want, but failure's going to be the end result of that. Do you depend on your intelligence? You depend on human knowledge? No, David said in Psalm 61, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, there's an escape, my friend. There's a safe place to go. But what's your escape? Is it a bottle? Is it a television? Is it a computer? Is it friends? Is it a psychologist? Or will it be the prayer closet? The Bible says, Jesus taught when you pray that you enter into your closet, and when you shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Oh, my friend, you have a refuge. You go to the rock that is higher than you. Oh, hide me, oh, thou blessed rock of ages. I'm hiding in thee. That's a great place to be. We learn from the ant to be prepared, but we learn from the coney where our habitation is. Oh, we're going to dwell in this secret place of the Most High habitation. But then he speaks of the locust. Verse 27, the locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. Where's a locust? Now the locust will tell us about cooperation. The ant, preparation. The coney, habitation. The locust, cooperation. What don't the locusts have? A king. Why are they wise? Because they know their strength in numbers. Locust swarms can vary from 1 square mile to several hundred square miles. Did you know a large swarm of locusts can consume about 20,000 tons of vegetation in a day? Remember the plagues of Egypt? One of them was locusts. And the damage done was unbelievable. Movies that have been made like Arachnophobia or The Birds show us how humans can be overcome if creatures unite against us. But the truth is this. If God's people unite, we're a force to be reckoned with. No wonder Jesus prayed in John 17 that we might be one as he and the Father are one. Let's not have foolish and silly differences. Oh, I'm not saying lay down doctrine. No, my friend, we unite on doctrine. But make sure it's doctrine and not just your own ideas or your own preferences. Don't be looking for authority and position in the church. Don't be the one that always wants a microphone or wants the stage or wants the platform. We're not looking to promote anyone's agenda. You know whose agenda we were looking to promote? The agenda of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in all things, he is to have the preeminence. And so we want to gather and we want to promote the head of the church, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus gathered 12 disciples, but just one leader. But there was great diversity in that early church. Peter preached first sermon. James pastored the first church. Paul took the gospel of Gentiles. John received the end time revelation. Stephen was a deacon and the first martyr. Cooperation will destroy competition. We're not in this to compete with each other. Be a team player. It's about cooperation, not competition. The last one that mentions is the spider. The ant for preparation, the coney for habitation, the locust for cooperation, but the spider tells us about determination. It says, the spider taketh hold with her hands and is in the king's palaces. One thing I notice about spiders is this, they're everywhere. I mean, you'll find them on the wall, you'll find them in the ceilings, you'll find them in the corners, you'll find them everywhere. They'll spin their web and cling to just about everything or anything. They'll usually spin their web in a place where they're pretty certain have some visitors. So what's the lesson of the spider? Hold on. Determination. You can destroy a spider's web. You'll come back the next day, and guess what? It'll be back. You learn to, by faith, take hold of the promises of God, no matter what might come our way. And by his grace and by his mercy, we'll dwell in the palaces of heaven someday. Trials and storms will come our way. We spoke about that. Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation. Satan trying to destroy our faith in God. But our faith will grow when it's tested. God allows us to go through trials, not to destroy us, but to develop us. Satan is kill, steals, and destroy. He'll steal our faith, kill our testimony, and destroy our health if he's able. Let me several thoughts about the spider here. Number one is possession. The spider is vulnerable and feeble, yet it reaches its destiny, the king's palace. You notice the spider, when you attack the cobweb or whatever, or clear them out, the spider tries to escape the broom or whatever you're using. And pretty soon he'll start building that web again. I'm not sure what hurdles it has to cross or whatever it has to do to get back to its place, but it does. What does it show? Determination. The desire to possess his place. This ought to encourage us not to give up, but possess the promises. Possess our inheritance. Oh, you may have fallen, but get up. You may have missed a hurdle, but get back up. Arise and start running again. Determination. Determined to possess God's promises. We have obtained mercy from God, Peter tells us. It's time to arise and go forward, and Christ will give us light. So I see in the spider, we see in him a possession. He's going to possess where he needs to be, but also potential. You know, the spider doesn't need anything from outside to build its web. Other creatures need material to build their nest or their house. But God's created the spider with such built-in material that's required to make his web. Its ability to produce a variety of strings doesn't depend on anyone or anything else. And listen to me, you and I, in Christ, possess all that's required for a life of godliness and blessing. God has so designed us that as long as we stay connected with him, we don't lack anything. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. He's the vine, we're the branches. So we have the ability to produce. We have the ability to win. God's life flows in and through us to help others. God's way of doing things is through you and me. So we walk in him and we live in him. In him we live and move and have our being, Paul says. And then through us, the blessing can flow to others. The spider's productive. The spider is a perseverer. The spider's powerful. The spider is a perceptive. The spider is purposeful. The spider is a pursuer. Oh, there's so much we learn from these small things that give us big lessons. The ant, preparation. The coney, habitation. The locust, cooperation. The spider, determination. Big things that are learned from the ant, the coney, the locust, and the spider. Well, I hope that's been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me. I've enjoyed these small things, and I hope you have as well. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.